Dr. Victor Paul Werwell.
You're beautiful. You're tremendous. All the way over. Great. Hey, come on. You're gorgeous.
Well, if you're going to applaud all night, we'll never get the word. Bless your heart.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the privilege of knowing you through your wonderful Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you tonight, Father, for the ineffable greatness of your word, the power of the Holy Spirit. And Father, how truly blessed I am because you have blessed your people. And Father, may this be a night to live in the hearts and minds and the memory and the walk of all people who are here tonight. Thank you tonight very especially for our children and for those who could not be here in the auditorium tonight who'd love to have been here, but who are taking care of our wonderful children and in a very special way bless their lives. That the abundance of your divine grace and mercy may attend them in a wonderful, wonderful way. Thank you tonight, Father, for health and strength and for life and for the privilege of being here in this, the first of seven heartbeats around the nation. And I'm real grateful to you for your love through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Time and time again in my ministry through the years, I wish sometimes more and more that I could just reach out and just touch more of the greatness of our God. I think many times you people look upon my life and think it's all roses, and that I've got such a close touch with God, if I asked him to turn water into wine, we'd have enough to drink in the state of California. But it isn't quite like that in a man's walk. I think all of us who love the Lord Jesus Christ and who love people feel so incapacitated at times, so inadequate, so incapable, that only if we could just do more for our people, we would do it. I know that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times I've felt that way. And I sort of feel that way tonight, gathered with you here at this first Heartbeat Festival in the state of California, yet representing some of the finest people of the United States of America from these seven great states of this area. I wish to God I could help you more. I wish I could just reach around you, put you in my arms, and hold you, and that all the greatness of the love of God that I have in my soul for you would be yours, and what you have would be mine. And yet, we have seen throughout this section of the country, as well as around the world, and as Howard Allen said tonight, in 41 brother and sister countries, in addition to all the 50 states of our union, men and women, children, young people, like those of us gathered here this weekend, rising up higher and higher to the believing privileges given to us according to God's word. It hasn't been so many years ago when the temperature of believing was at such a low ebb that if I had three people in a class called Power for Abundant Living, I was just radiantly happy, tickled to death, to have three. It looks like this summer, by God's mercy and grace, we're going to have a class that may have 4,000 or more in it. That's just God. As they open tonight singing, "It's Got to Be God." For my inabilities are paramount. There is not the greatness within my soul to make known the greatness of His Word like you people and others around the world are responding to it. It must be God. And yet I do thank God for the privilege that He allows me in unfolding and sharing the ineffable greatness of the inherent accuracy and the great integrity of God's Word with that which I do know by His mercy and grace. And I see all over our country, as well as over the world, the temperature of believing is rising. And I believe we may live to see, by God's mercy and grace, days like in the early church, when whole multitudes of people were delivered, when more than 3,000 were added to the church in one evening without having a roll call and people signing pieces of paper, when 5,000 at one time were added without having an altar call, but with having the call of God from heaven meeting the need of every man, woman there. How time and time again you too must have felt in your life, "Oh, if I could just get a little closer to God. If I could just sense His presence. If I could just lay a little hold on Him more than I am, how grateful I would be." There's a record in the Gospel of Matthew about someone just like that, and that's the record I'd like to share with you tonight. Turn to the 9th chapter of the book of Matthew. Verse 20. "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind Him," behind Jesus, "and touched the hem of His garment. For she said within herself," "if I may but touch His garment, I shall be whole." But Jesus turned him about, and when He saw her, He said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy believing," pistis, "believing, hath made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. She had a fantastic need. She got her need and her want parallel upon the promises of God's Word. And all she did was just reached out, touched the hem, and Jesus turned around and He saw her and He said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your believing hath made you whole." Keep your finger in Matthew and I'll show you a little more of this record in the Gospel of Luke. You see, it doesn't always tell you everything at one place regarding an identical situation. But if it's added to at any other place in the Word, if it's an identical situation, that other place or those other places cannot contradict any other place where it talks about the identical situations.